This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI. Let's talk tech with Stephen Scott of Double Tap Canada. Of course, you can find that program Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on AMI Audio. And Stephen joins us from Glasgow, Scotland. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing well today. Nice to chat with you. Tonight on the show, you guys are going to be talking about the big Apple event, and you're here for a recap today. I can't think of someone better who or was probably more excited about this Apple event on Monday. So, Stephen, let's jump right into it. They've officially announced their most powerful chip ever. I feel like I've been talking to you about the M1 and the M1 Max forever, but remind us, what's the significance of the launch of these chips?
Oh, where do you start, Dave? It is so exciting. They've brought out new toys. That means I can buy myself a new MacBook, although you'll find out at the end whether that actually happens or not. Yes, they brought out new MacBooks, I should say, the new Mac Pro in particular. This is the brand new redesigned MacBook Pro with lots of fun features. But let's start with talking about that processor. You know, they brought out the M1 processor last year, and it blew people away with the process that, or the capability of the processor. It is such a wonderful device because it is able to work at incredibly fast speeds using a lot less power, and it creates a lot less heat when you're using it as well. Now, I know all about creating hot air at Double Tap Canada. AMI Audio. But the point is, these processors generally in computers, you'll know this from years gone by, you buy your Intel i5 processor laptop, and you know, you open up Word, you open up Edge, you open up Outlook, and suddenly the machine is screaming, the fans are going crazy. Again, Double Tap Canada, every week on AMI Audio, fans go crazy. Going along, and you know, it's just wild. Whereas with this, and I'm sitting talking to you right now on this lovely MacBook Air with M1, not the new chip that's come out, which is the M1 Pro and the M1 Max, which are just way beyond anything that we've seen before. And what's the difference? What's the difference this year to last year? We've had this thing that's, you know, last year was blowing us all away with how fast it was. Can it go faster? Can it be better? Well, yes, but really, essentially and crucially, for people who are creators, people who are making movies, people who are developing apps, who need that power behind the machine. Finally, they've got it in these new processor chips.
So that's the power side of these new laptops, these new MacBook Pros. What are some of the other highlights in regards to the release of these new laptops?
Okay, so what they've done is they've developed ports that you can plug things into the side of your computer.
Whoa, Stephen, this sounds revolutionary. I've never once heard of plug-in ports before.
Yeah, normally you had to have about 20 dongles hanging out the side of your computer. Well, you don't have to have that anymore. You can actually plug in HDMI. You can connect an SD card if you want it from your camera. You can use USB-C. You can even not have to use your USB-C port to charge your device anymore. You have a MagSafe connector, the classic MagSafe connector, which was in MacBook Pros up until about 2015 or so. They've finally brought that back. And this is basically by popular demand. This is a MacBook Pro, which has finally been developed for the people who use them. You know, it doesn't have to look great just in pictures or out of the box. It has to be functional. And that's the key about these new MacBooks. They are functional. They do the job that the creators want them to do. The other thing, of course, to talk about, which is wonderful, is they've got rid of that horrific touch bar, which used to replace the function row key at the top. Now, I love my function row keys. I like physical buttons.
So for me, I'm the exact same way, Stephen. I love me some tactile buttons.
And the touch bar was great, and it was fully accessible. That's one thing I will say, a very accessible thing. But it just wasn't very functional for a lot of people. They just didn't see the point in it. It wasn't one of their popular things. So instead, what they've done is they've replaced it with this new keyboard, which has got full height function row keys. So that means instead of most laptops you might find have sort of half height keys for function keys. Well, for people with the fat finger syndrome that I have, then you don't have that problem anymore because even the function row keys are big.
Stephen, can Conspiracy Dave come by for a moment and discuss the notion of these ports being added back onto the laptop?
Well, look, they've realized they've made a mistake.
No, no, no. Can Conspiracy Dave share his theory before we comment on Conspiracy Dave's theory?
Okay, fine. Go for it.
I'm very selfish like this with the airtime. It's now with Dave Brown, not now with Stephen Scott. Although in a matter of time, I imagine you will take over. Conspiracy Dave thinks that maybe some of the changes we've seen with EU law around sort of the saying you must have universal chargers now, the move towards the USB-C charger. I wonder if maybe Apple got a message that said, uh-oh, what happens when they say they're going to ban all our dongles too?
Yeah, this has been an ongoing conversation. Of course, the EU and the European Union have been campaigning for one device charger on the iPhones for a long time, trying to push Apple to bring in USB-C for it. And a lot of people were wondering, well, hang on a minute, they've stuck with Lightning ports on their iPhones. They've not moved to USB-C, although they probably should. And on the Mac, well, finally they get to USB-C and they move it back to MagSafe and now add all these ports. I think there is a lot of rumors, a lot of conversation going around at the minute. What is actually going on with Apple right now? What are they actually doing? Where is the leadership coming from? Because it seems that they are now bending to the will of consumers, and that's not something they've really done before. They've always been the company who tell you what to buy, and it's not here's actually what I would like. I think it's an interesting one. We'll see how it goes. But I think, this is certainly going to be a welcome addition to the MacBook lineup.
Yeah, something as simple as that HDMI port. I can't tell you how many times I've been somewhere where somebody brings their Apple laptop and it's like, yeah, plug it into the TV. We'll put it full screen. Do you have the dongle? Well, no, I don't have the dongle. I don't have Macs. Well, I guess we can't put it on the big screen then. So, I do think there's something to that, sort of bringing it back to a functionality like you mentioned before. Hey, Stephen, let's jump into a couple of the other smaller products that were revealed. We just played a little primer in the last segment about the new AirPods, but what's going on with these headphones?
So AirPods, not AirPods Pro, a lot of people thought we'd get the new version of those, but no, we've got AirPods, which have basically been, and cleverly, brought out singularly from the AirPods Pro, because what they've done is they've taken that AirPod Pro design and they've implemented it into the AirPods. So normally on the AirPod, you would have quite a long stem that would come out of them that would, be attached, you'd sit in your ear, and also they would sit in your ear rather than go all the way in. Well, they've kept that part, but they've shortened the stem. They've also given me what I call the squeezy buttons back. I love the squeezy buttons. This lets you pause, play, it's right on the stem. You can just, grab the AirPod and give it a squeeze, and you can pause, play, skip tracks, answer calls, decline calls. When Dave Brown calls, I can just say, get rid of it. And it's still good. So, and also improved ear detection as well. Skin detection is actually how they now describe it. So it will know it's on skin, because a lot of people used to do was take their AirPod out, put it in their pocket, and it would then automatically assume it was back in your ear again. Now it actually detects your skin, which is very impressive. I don't believe a word of it, but it sounds
It does sound really good in a press release. Hey, Stephen, I know for a couple blind guys like us, we love it when companies put out new colors on things. So the HomePod Mini, they're making them a little bit more colorful.
This is so ridiculous. I mean, talk about just rinsing people for money. This is like the iPod socks, if you remember those. it was like, keep your iPod warm this winter with iPod socks, available in 5 colors. Well, this is kind of what they've done here, right? So you get the space. I'm colorblind, so I can never tell by looking, but I think it's yellow. I think there's blue. I think there's orange. I think that might be it. They've got all these different colors. Don't quote me on it. Other colors may be available.
We just put a picture up on screen. I see orange. I see yellow. I see blue. I see something that looks kind of like off pink white. And then I think there was a black one in the corner, but no, they changed the image on screen. So there you go, Stephen. I filled you in with my bad eyesight.
Well, listen, we'll get there together, Dave. That's how it works.
That's blind teamwork. It's blind people helping each other out. We're guiding the blind people leading the blind.
Exactly. But no, I mean, look, the HomePods are great. And I should say, nothing unique about these HomePod Minis, nothing new about them, just different colors. They just look different. But they will sell like hotcakes. That's why they've done this.
Yeah, we shouldn't necessarily judge. Some people like to have a good aesthetic. They like to have a particular feel or look in their living room or their house or whatever. So you know what? All the more power to them, but you and I can stick to our basics. We don't worry about these things. We don't mind a little bit of clash in our style. It's because we're very forward-thinking like that. Speaking of forward-thinking, Stephen, what do you guys have coming up on the show tonight besides this? Or is it all Apple tonight? Big bites out of the Apple tonight.
It's all happening. It's all Apple. We're going to also actually be focusing on the Google event that happened as well, because Google announced the new Pixel 6 and the Pixel 6 Pro. We're going to get into that. That'll give you a hint to what's coming. We're going to talk about Windows 11. There's lots of people getting into the conversation around Windows 11 and whether or not it's a good update for blind people. Maybe a good update if you're sighted, but questions over the updates and the actual benefit of updating at the moment. There's a few things in there that really need to change. So we'll get into all that and more on Double Tap tonight.
So Stephen, let me ask you this. When your wife found out there was an Apple event on Monday, did she hide your credit card from you?
She went and stayed in a hotel at my expense, I should say. And she had a great time, by all accounts. And she called me afterwards and said, "What are you buying?" And I said, "Well, you've got my card, so no, nothing." I will say this, I'm not buying anything that, well, actually, that's a lie. I'm buying the AirPods, but not the new MacBooks. Not yet. Not yet.
Maybe, but not yet. That sounds like a lot of my plans in life. I'm going to clean the kitchen. Maybe, but not yet. Stephen, thank you for this. Always fun catching up. Have yourself a wonderful day.
Thanks, Dave.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.